ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
Well, we know that we have a big multicultural community and always have, with migrants from all over the world. The charity Companion House has been a part of that story for three decades, supporting refugees and asylum seekers who are making our city their home. Companion House has since become a community of its own, a community that, well, celebrating a milestone this week. Kathy Raglis is the director of Companion House and is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
As is Honsa Chanabenya, who now works at Companion House, who was a client before being a staff member. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
How did it begin?
Well, actually, it began, Companion House was established out of the motivation of community, in fact. And it came from the motivation of the Dinandera Amnesty Group in 1989, who really wanted to look at that whole intersection of human rights and health and how torture survivors who arrived as people from a refugee background then rebuilt and recovered. So it had a very strong human rights basis and a really strong community base, which is one of our strengths, I think.
Honsa, tell me about the work that you do.
I'm a community caseworker plus employment project leader nowadays. So my day-to-day is engaging with clients is looking their rental issues and housings and where's the training for employment pathway and employment opportunity, usually for construction sites and cleaning, hospitality, aged care, child care, and a bit of mix on the low-skill entry. So my engagement with client is especially for safe haven enterprise visa and asylum seeker visa holder as well, and usually middle-aged young men and women, and practically to set a foot in Canberra, where to go and where to find a place to rent, to stay, and go to English class and employment education training, and just setting a good pathway for the settlement. That is very much my engagement with clients.
What did Companion House mean and do for you when you first arrived, when you were a client there?
I can recall I arrived in 1997 as a young man, refugee young man from Burma or Myanmar, as nowadays. And we were in just down to Northbourne Avenue in now as High Block House, which we call Transex by the time. It is a welcoming space. By the time I walk in, one of my sponsors took me to there. And, you know, I got a smile and people smile at me and welcome, give me a lot of space as a comfort and offer me a tea. By the time I don't speak much English, when they see white tea, I said, there's no white tea. Tea is already black. So that kind of, you know, recollection is...
And helping you to settle in with that. And Kathy, I wonder if that's a familiar story that you get about that kind of your service helping to ease those who have just arrived into community here.
Yes, we certainly aim to do that. We also see people... many years down the track of their settlement in Australia, often as well. And that's about the whole sort of road of psychological recovery from issues like torture, persecution and war-related trauma. So we're not a service that's only for new arrivals, but we certainly do see a lot of new arrivals. And that's a really joyful part of our work, is to see the hope that people bring and how incredibly motivated they are to make a contribution to Canberra and to rebuild their lives here. It's pretty addictive, that kind of hope, I must say.
And in the world that we're living in, hope is often in short supply. How has the work changed in recent years?
There's a few major changes, actually. One of them is that there are some very punitive policies in place, and we have lots of concerns about the human rights of asylum seekers. And what social entitlements they have and how their processing unfolds. That's a really difficult issue for us. And the second big one is really around poverty rates, which is associated with housing stress and the sort of low setting of the New Start allowance for people. And that has certainly made our work more complex over the last probably 7 to 10 years.
A couple of different layers of issues there. On one hand, you've got New Start, which is federal issue and one that's being discussed right now. And then on the other hand, housing is very much a territory issue. We know that there just aren't enough homes.
That's right. Yeah, there just isn't enough affordable housing for people in Canberra. And I know there's a lot of people trying to make a difference to that, but I don't think that we've really made an inroad into that issue in a really meaningful way. We work very closely with Housing ACT. We're good friends with Housing ACT and they respond the very best that they can, but they just don't have the stock.
Mm. And marking 30 years, how will that be done? How can Canberrans get involved?
Oh, well, we have a party tonight, actually, which anybody is welcome to attend at the Cook Community Hub from 6 o'clock tonight. There's a Persian singer, there's Karen dancers from Myanmar, speeches from founders, and a lot of food. So we welcome everyone.
Yeah, wonderful. And you can probably find out there how to get more involved if you want to volunteer or donate time or money, yeah, or both. Thank you both so much for coming in this morning. Do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Kathy Ragless there, the Director of Companion House, and Hongsa Chanabenya, who works at Companion House, was a client before being a staff member there. You can get down and get involved tonight from 6 p.m. Check out the website, search in your favourite search engine for Companion House.
ABC Radio Canberra, streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.